Anyways, now that we're done with the story of the forged Yerushalmi pre-recording, we can move on to Masechet Kinim, Perek Beit, chapter 2, about Dikan.
So
go ahead.
There's one part I'm a little bit confused in Mishnah 2. It says that the Khatat became intermingled with obligatory pair of bird offerings. The offerings are not valid other than the number of birds equal to the number of chata offerings.
Yeah. Like chata offerings in the obligated pair. This is what we explained yesterday. Meaning, again, you got one pair of which one is a chata and one is an ola.
Right.
And a chata gets mixed in. The maximum number of korbanot you can bring is a single chata. Right? Because if the bird that you brought first was the chata that flew in, a plus. If what you brought was one of the two birds that has not yet been determined, whether it's a chatat or an ola, that's also okay. But as soon as you bring a second bird, what are you going to bring it as? Again, let's say the first bird was one of the pair.
Okay.
So if the second, let's say you're bringing second a...
But the pair, was it designated yet, or we're saying it had to be undesignated?
It was undesignated. We assume the entire Masechet so far that this pair is going to be designated at the time that it's being brought. That changes today. Today is when we change that variable too.
Okay.
So we'll see the ramifications of that today, but let's just do a quick review of the rest of the chapter for those who aren't quite in it to the same degree that you are. Okay, again, basic premise was that you can't mix up a chatas and an ola.
Right.
Okay, because they have different matan damim for the birds. Okay, we talked about if a chatat got mixed up with an ola, or any number of chataot with any number of olot, and you really don't know. These are, again, all preset aside, and you really don't know what you're bringing. You can't bring anything. Whereas if they got mixed up in pairs, the case that you just brought from the Mishnah, you can bring it. So if an ola got mixed up with pairs, you bring the number of olas that is possibly in the pairs. Whereas if it got mixed, a chatas mixed up with pairs, you bring the number of chatats that was present in the pairs, not including the extra one or two or three or more that got mixed in. Those, you again, don't affect the number, the Mishnah says. It's only the number of either ola or chatases that are in the pairs, again, that have not yet been designated. If they were designated, then you'd have the earlier case of a chatat which gets mixed up with an ola, or an ola which gets mixed up with a chatat, which again, everything that you got to let die.
So... Okay, but if you have a pair undesignated and you bring a chatat, it gets mixed in with them.
Yep, then you can bring one chatat, zehu.
Why only one? Why not?
So let's think of the possible ramifications of bird number two. And we've got a pool of three birds. We know that two of them are supposed to be chatats and one's supposed to be an ola. And you're asking, therefore, why can't I bring two chatats and an ola? Doesn't that seem to make sense? So here's the problem. Bird number one, what do you want to bring it as? Okay, can we bring it as an ola?
Okay.
Can we bring it as an ola?
You have to.
What happens if we bring bird number one as an ola? What if it was the chata that flew in?
It's
a no-go. You may not bring an ola.
Right.
You may not bring an ola. So we must bring a chata first.
Right.
Okay? Bird number one we brought as a chata, everyone is happy. Again, either way it's good. Bird number two now. Okay, let's say again the first bird we brought, okay, was a chatat, and let's say it was one of the two birds.
Right.
Next, I don't know what to bring next. What should I bring? If I bring an ola, well, it might be the chatat bird that flew in, then I'm bringing it as an ola. That's not good. I can't do that. And if I bring another chatat, well, what if this was the second bird of the pair?
Okay.
So that's the logic behind that ruling. It's only the number of chataot in the pairs total. Never including the outside one.
Okay.
So the reason I said what I said is if there is no conflict or problem, the ola has to be done first.
I simply don't know. I didn't see that anywhere.
Oh.
In fact, it seems in some cases that that's not the case.
Because everywhere in the Tanakh it says ola first amongst when they name off what you're
bringing. Yes. We do echad la ola v'echad la chatat.
That's right.
Perhaps in an ideal way, but again, there are cases here where I've seen the Mefarshim talk about bringing chatas first, even in cases where you bring both.
Okay,
we then had the cases where you mixed up pairs with each other and how basically half of them are okay and half of them are not okay. Whereas if you mixed up multiple pairs from one person with a single pair or lesser pairs of another person, or again for two different reasons why they were bringing the korbanot, in all these cases the number that is in the smaller group is going to be kosher. Again, let's think of a simple case. You mixed up two pairs with one pair. Okay? The most you can bring is one chatat and one ola, because again, the possibility exists that the first two that you bring, let's say you want to bring two chatats or two olas, they both may be from the same person. Okay, so the maximum you can bring is one chatat and one ola, and that's the last situation in which you'll be safe. If you bring any more than that, any time you bring a second chatat, it's possible that you've already brought a chatat from that pair of birds. Again, that was there originally. The rule is, again, the number which is lesser of the amount that got mixed from one person to the other. So if Rachel, again, had 7 pairs and Leah had 14 pairs, so you may bring up to 7 chataot and 7 olot. Because as soon as you bring chatat number 8, maybe that was from Rachel's birds, and that's not allowed. And as soon as you bring ola number 8, maybe that was from Rachel's birds, and that's not allowed.
So again, these are all undesignated.
Undesignated, correct.
7 pairs. Let's
seven pairs of undesignated on one side, 14 pairs of undesignated on the other side. And again, I'm just making up numbers. It could be 28 pairs. But the point is, you always bring the lesser number of pairs.
But each pair has to be one of each type.
Correct.
Right? So,
but not each individual pair, because if they're undesignated,
right.
So if there's 7 undesignated, it could be the first 7 are chatat and the second 7 are ola, or
right.
Vice versa.
Right.
That's permitted over there.
Okay.
Perfect. So that was Perek 1 in review. Only took us 7 minutes. It's not bad at all. Perek 2. Kans duma sheparach mimena gozal la'avir. If you had a kans duma, and we didn't really talk so much about the term stuma. But stuma means, again, where you didn't select which one was a chatas and which one was an ola. So you had this pair of birds, and one of the birds flew out to the world. Just flew out of there. O sheparach bein hametot. Or it flew among a group of birds that was, we said in the first chapter, has to die. Meaning ones that are such a confusion that we don't know what the halacha is. O shemet echad mehen. Or if one of the two birds died, which I would imagine was a fairly common case, a woman, again, is bringing a pair of birds, one of the birds died, what do you do in that case? Do you have to cancel the whole thing? Because one of them was supposed to be a chatat and one of them was supposed to be an ola and you don't know which. No. Since they were not yet designated, yikach zug lashini. We're at the top of Chaf Gimel 23a. Again, it's the second chapter of Kinim. So if you had, again, a regular pair of birds that was not yet designated, which one's an ola and which one's a chatat, and one of them flew out, either flew away, or it flew to a place where it can no longer be brought because it got mixed up with those that are supposed to be dying, or one of the two birds simply dropped dead. In all of these cases, you go out to the store, you buy another one, and you replace it. No issues, just because, again, one was supposed to be a chatas, one was supposed to be an ola. Parach levin hakrevot. Okay, now here's a very interesting one. Let's say instead of flying to the moon, it flew to another group, like we said in the past, basically, to other ones that were supposed to be brought. Says the Mishnah, in this case, pasul, that gozal, okay, becomes invalid, uposel echad kinegdo, and it ruins, it cancels, one opposite it, where it flew from. Okay, this is a very strange halacha. Meaning, in normal cases, one of my two birds flies away, and it flies into anywhere. What do? I replace it. However, if it flies into unbrought korbanot, I do not replace it. In fact, it ruins the other bird. What's going on?
In the nest.
Correct. The one, meaning, again, I am, let's say, again, Rachel brings a pair of birds. If one of her birds flew into Leah's group, Rachel now loses her second bird. What's happening? What's going on here? And says the Mishnah, Shagozala Porech Pasulu Foselechad Kenegdo. And that's the halacha. The question is why? And let's see the case of the next Mishnah to try to explain it. The bottom, the basis for this, which we'll explain basically, is because we don't want to ruin the other person's. Presumably, the krevot, or the ones that are ready to be brought, if we were to take a pair, then whatever it is that we use the other original bird as might cause some problems. We'll see in the next Mishnah.
So why couldn't they take a bird from a different coop altogether?
To replace it?
That's
the question.
That's the question, but...
Yeah, why couldn't they?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
because...
Like, those two places are done like dinner, but there's a third code, right?
Again, because as soon as... Let's think of it like this. We'll explain it in this coming Mishnah, which the Mishnah gives the case now. Okay. That was the rule. Now let's see the case. Okay. Ketzad. Shtei nashim. If you had two women. Lazo shtei kinim v'lazo shtei kinim. Okay, each of them, let's say, had two pairs of birds that they brought. Parach mizo lizo. Okay. Posel echad v'halichato. If it flew from, again, Rachel's batch to Leah's batch, it takes out not just itself from the equation, but also one of Rachel's other birds. Meaning Rachel would be left at this point with only one pair, meaning she'd be left with only two kosher birds. The reason is explained. Okay, let me explain the reason. Does it say the reason in more clear words at the end of the Mishnah, or should I say it now? Yeah, let's explain it over here. So, and this is coming from the Kati, coming from the Mefarshim over here. Let's think, okay? Rachel has physically three birds left, correct? When one flies into Leah's group, she has physically three birds left. Let's say she brings bird number one, bird number two, bird number three. What can she bring them as? Well, they haven't yet been designated, right? So, let's say she brought them Ola, Chatzat, Ola. What does that mean about bird number four that is now in Leah's group?
Chatzat.
It's a Chatzat. One second. Now you have a case of Chatzat which got mixed up with
Ola.
With four undesignated, which we saw, again, is going to ruin
a whole bunch.
It's going to ruin, you can only bring one Chatzat in that case. It's going to ruin three of Leah's. Now, if we throw out the other one of the pair of Rachels, and we say, here's another one that can be used theoretically for Leah, there you can bring four of Leah's at that point. Right? Because it's been undesignated for Rachel. So if I bring four birds, even if one of them ended up being the original Rachel one, no problem. Now, I'm not sure why you can't just bring all five of those first and then bring a remainder from the other one. But
sorry, I'm sort of losing it. Is anyone else?
what if you just gave it back?
So the assumption is you don't know which one it is.
There's
five white birds. You've got no clue which is which.
In those days, they didn't put little things on
their
wings.
If they were undesignated, what's the problem?
The problem is that upon sacrificing the other ones, it will de facto designate it as either Ola or Chatzat.
Okay, a designation is retroactive.
A designation of the other one of the pair.
Once you have the two and you say one Chatzat, the other one is automatically Ola.
Right.
Okay.
So you're designating one, but the other one gets designated too.
Right.
Meaning it's an automatic designation by sacrificing the other one of the pair.
So can you explain why that would be a problem with that one being mixed up in the other two?
Yes. So let's again assume I bring Ola, Chatzat. And now I've got a Chatzat from Rachel is mixed up somewhere among five birds, four of which are two regular pairs of Leah. Right? That's the situation that we have. So now we're going to turn back the page. We're already on the same page. Wasn't that far back. In the first chapter, we have a case, a Chatzat, which gets mixed up with a Chova. And in that case, I'm only allowed to bring one Chatzat, period. So now I've just spoiled a whole bunch of birds for no reason. Whereas if we tell Rachel, or Leah tells Rachel, listen, do me a favor, don't ruin my batch here, I'll give you $5, buy another bird. And we say, now I'm going to buy another two birds, sorry, buy another pair. Then she doesn't use the opposite pair, and therefore it doesn't become a designated Chatzat, and we're all good. Mm-hmm. Now, the Mishnah, it was not easy enough for the Mishnah to give this case. The Mishnah had to come up with a harder case. Here's the Mishnah's case. So let's go back. Ketzad. Shtei nashim, two women. Lazo shtei kinim v'lazo shtei kinim. They each have two pairs. Parach mizo lazo. So this case that we just discussed. One flew from Rachel to Leah. Leah now has five birds in her coop. and Rachel now has three birds in her coop. Posel echad balichato, we say again, you got to throw out an extra one of Rachel's. Rachel has only two birds, one pair left that she can bring, and Leah can bring four from that group. Chazar, let's say a bird now flies back from Leah to Rachel. Okay, let's say it flies back now. Posel echad bachazirato. Now Leah's lost two. Parach v'chazar, let's say they kept on flying back and forth. Do you lose two again and again until you got nothing? So if you're following patterns, yes. If you do math, and if you do probability, and you think back to the last parak, no. Because what has this become? It's become a complete confusion between the two. And what's the halacha of a complete confusion between the two? If two got mixed up, half are kosher and half are pasul. Why? Because again, we bring chatas, or ola chatas, ola chatas, until it's possible that you may be bringing too many from one woman, right? So in this case, they each began with two, and there's all sorts of traffic back and forth. So what happens is, you bring one ola, one chatas, one ola, one chatas. Worst case scenario, those were all, the three of those were from one woman, and one was from the other woman, and when you bring either ola or chatas number three, you're bringing one of the birds that originally belonged to one woman as a third ola or a third chatas, so that's why you can only bring a maximum of four birds, two olas, two chatases. As soon as you bring a third ola or a third chatas, you're running the risk of having one woman bring three of that kind. Okay? That's what I said. It's really, really, really tough stuff, but the bottom line is, again, every time a bird leaves, a single bird leaves, it ruins one its pair back in the original location until...
You don't know its that, pair. You're right. There's three other birds. You don't know what the pair
exactly
is.
Exactly why it's a particularly large problem.
Yeah.
Meaning, even if you knew the pair, it would be bad enough. But if you didn't know the pair, then you don't know whether it's a chatat or an ola.
Yeah.
Right? So it's... Yeah. It's a problem.
Well, usually in the coot, there's more than two or four or five anyhow birds. That's the problem. There's just too many birds.
Correct. There's a lot of birds. This is based... Listen, did these particular permutations happen often? I doubt it, like the rest of Shas. However, it's important to lay out the rules, and this were definitely something that happened on occasion.
Yeah.
And says, by the way, says the Mishnah, the logic, which I told you, she'afilu hin me'oravot, that even were the two groups to be completely mixed together... In pachot mishtayim. In this case, again, half would be kosher, like I said. So therefore, each woman would be able to bring at least one pair, at least two birds. Okay.
Does it say that I lose my place and it says here, lohiv siklum? Did I lose my place?
Yeah, I read lohiv siklum, but parach vechazar, parach vechazar. If they flew back and forth at that point, once they were down to one pair each, lohiv siklum, shafilu hein me'oravot, because even if they were mixed up in pachot mishtayim.
Right.
They're not too. It's possible I didn't read the words. Lots of times when you have a train of thought, you sometimes miss the words. But the case is, I believe, as I said. Okay, now we get to a really fun case. Okay, till now we're dealing with really two women. Lazo achat, one woman has one pair. Lazo shtayim, another woman has two pairs. Lazo shalosh, another woman has three pairs. Lazo arba, another woman has four pairs. Lazo chamesh, another woman has five. Lazo shesh, another woman has six. Lazo sheva, another one has seven. So we've got seven women all in line to bring their korbanot, and each one has a different number of pairs to bring. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Here's the case. Okay, here's the case that the Mishnah gives. It's going to be a fun case. Parach min harishana lashnia. So bird flew from woman number one's group to number two. What happens at the case, by the way? What did we just learn in the last Mishnah? If you have one fly out from your coop into someone else's, that ruins one opposited in your own coop.
Right.
Okay, and we're going to see this dalacha. So,
and you could bring one pair.
If you had two to begin with, like the last Mishnah and this Mishnah, the first person only has one pair to bring all together.
Right.
So that would mean none for them. But we'll get there. Okay, so parach min harishana lashniyat flies from one to two. Then one flies.
Same one.
Lashlishit. No.
A different one.
Again, you don't know. Once a white bird lands in the group, you're done.
No.
Lashlishit, laravit, lachamishit, lashishit, lashviit. It's like a little jumping activity. All the birds jump one group to their left or one group to their right. Okay? So one jumps to two, two jumps to three, three jumps to four jumps to five jumps to six, and six jumps to seven. Okay? And then, because this wasn't complicated enough, chazar. One jumps from seven into six, 6 back into 5, 5 back into 4, 4 back into 3, 3 back into 2, and 2 back into 1, says the Mishnah, the halacha which you would expect based on the last Mishnah, which posel echad bahalichato, it ruins one from the group that it originally left, vechad bahazirato, and one when it returned, meaning each time a bird flew out of a group, it ruined one pair of birds. Okay, which will mean, therefore, harishona v'hashniyah, the women that started with one and two pairs each, ein lahem klum, they've got nothing, because one has flown out of one, and two have flown out of group number two, once on the way there, and once on the way back, it flew back to number one. Okay, mm-hmm. So one and two are done. They've got nothing. Hashlishit, woman number three, who started with three, right, because you can remember them by their numbering, yeshla achat, she's got one left. Haravi'it, the fourth woman, yeshla shtayim, because again, they've lost two also. Hachamishit, yeshla shalosh, the person started with five, now is left with three. Everyone's lost two because they've had two fly out of their group. Right? It all makes sense. Hashishit, group number six, yeshla arba, she has four. And hashvi'it, the final one, which I don't know if we were thinking about, yeshla shesh, she has six. Why? Because on the way in, the one with seven came in, but only one ever went out on the way back.
Right.
Okay, again, for group number seven, only flew into six once. Seven never flew anywhere else. Because again, one went into two, two went into three, three went into four, five, six went into seven, but seven didn't go to eight. Exactly.
Seven fence posts only have six gaps.
No, but six went to seven.
That's fine, but that doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything to seven?
Like we learned in the previous Mishnah, it ruins another one in six to allow seven to bring the full amount.
Okay, but then from seven to six,
that loses one.
Okay.
And therefore, that's why it has six remaining.
You only got one ruined instead of two.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so seven is the clear winner here.
Oh.
It's almost like a type of race that you don't want to be involved in. One and two really have nothing, yes.
Right. So they don't distinguish which bird it is because they're not designated, so it doesn't make a difference in that respect.
It only makes a difference, again, to ruin one where it left, because as soon as you would bring that other one, it would now ruin the other bird.
So there's no cap on the number of offerings one could bring?
And these are
chobas, aren't they?
Yes. Listen, people, if you lived far away from the base at Mikdash, not inconceivable that things could add up quickly.
You have four kids in 4 or 5 years and bring the fifth year.
And it's not necessarily kids against other things like Zava.
That's right.
Right? Yeah, or Zava. I would imagine, again, let's say someone who is a man who is ill with. Yeah. Ziva might happen multiple times.
That's right.
Might happen very often. So it's not inconceivable to me that such a thing could happen. Again, doesn't mean that this, I would imagine this case has never happened. Unless it's based on a crazy true story.
Yeah.
But again, the point is to illustrate what we're trying to teach.
In one of the caves, they saw one of you, there was a picture, I don't know if you were even near your archaeological site, there's one of the caves, in fact, they had one of those bird coats they found within a cave.
Wow, that I'd never saw.
And it had shells, like 4 or 5 rows of shells, and they knew that there was birds in there because they had droppings, right?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Baruch Hashem for bird droppings.
Way back when.
Okay.
Frank?
Yes, sir.
They used to do out of caves, they would make.
Okay, one second. So we've got Jonathan and Frank.
Okay.
Just to be covered, you said, I was trying to find, you said seven is the winner of it. Just can you clarify what do you mean by that?
What I mean by winner is that seven only lost one pair of birds. All the others lost two because two have flown out of their coop at any point in time. Altogether, six had two fly out, one to seven, one to five. Five had two fly out, one to six, one to four. Whereas seven only lost one to six, so therefore it only loses one pair.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So what do you do with the ones that are invalid?
Like we saw at the beginning of the Masechet, they go to live their lives in Candyland.
You don't kill them. Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
you put the animal out to the pasture when it gets
right. It's similar in that way, except that you don't have to let it die, and you don't have to replace it. Here, you presume you have to replace the ones that, meaning if it was one of yours that got ruined, you got to bring another pair. Now it's still an obligation upon you, right? Okay. Now this case again, like we said earlier, wasn't enough clearly, so we got to go further. So again, we have. The person who started, people who started with one and two, they've got nothing. Three's got one, four's got two, five's got three, six's got four. and seven has got six. Okay, that's where we were up to in the Mishnah. Parach v'chazar. Let's do the whole process over again. Okay? Three flies into four flies into five flies into six flies into seven, then seven flies back into six, back into five, back into four, back into three. So what's going to happen? Hashtashit varavit, three and four, which began this round with one and two, ein laim klum, they've lost everything. Hachamishit, five, yesh la'achat. Hashishit, six, yesh la'shtayim, because they've each lost four since the beginning, two in each round. Hashvi'it, yesh la'chamesh. Again, the seventh ends up ahead because there was only one that flew out of the seventh. The seven now has five. Okay, let's continue. Parach v'chazar. So again, five flies into six flies into seven into six into five. Again, hachamishit posel echad b'halichato v'echad b'chazirato. It ruins one, again, where it left from. Hachamishit v'hashishit ein lahem klum. Five and six have got nothing. Hashvi'it yesh la'arba. And four will end up, seven will end up bringing four. V'yesh omrim, and some say in this case, hashvi'it lo hifsida klum. Some say in this case, the seventh didn't lose at all. Why do you think this is? Let's try to figure this out logically.
Because of the last.
Because what happened to all of the original birds? At this point, all of the original birds, what happened to them? They're all puzzle. Are any of them going to be brought? No. So do you run the risk that it's going to be designated de facto as a different one? No, you don't run that risk anymore. Okay? Basically, it will have five because this is, again, this is what he brings here. Yeshem Rishvid lo yifsida klum b'frichav ha-chazirash shlishit in the final one, because again, all of the other ones are now puzzle. All of the other ones are puzzle. So there does not, you do not run the risk of bringing accidentally a different pair like you did when there were other ones still in play. Again, number seven, according to this opinion, will have five, not four, because the one that flew out to number five, the one that flew out to number six, okay, so in the last flying out, where we just five, six, and seven left in the race, okay, and five flew into six flew into seven flew back into six, and six flew back into five, the one that flew into six, who cares? Why should that cancel one in seven? Why? Because nothing's being brought for six anyways. Right? Yeah. Nothing's being brought by six anyways.
How did one fly into six if five had taken away all their birds? Where did it come from?
No. So the last round, there's one left in five, if you're keeping track. Right? The first round, everyone loses two except seven loses one. Okay? Right. So one and two are out. Three, four, five, six, seven are still in the game.
Right.
In round number two, three and four get knocked out. Five has one. Six has two, and seven has still has five. Now, again, you fly five to six to seven to six to five. You're saying at that point, one's already left five, so why should it ruin six? Oh, because it's... That is a good question.
Doesn't it invalidate the other one from five when it flies to six?
No, when... Correct, it should. At that point, five should be considered metot. So why isn't ikach zug? Good question. Let me see if someone addresses this. Would be theoretically relevant even from the first case. Ah, okay. It was in fact asked. Here we go. ask the Mefarshim. Okay? Why is it exactly your question? If really it's true that five has already lost all of its, or they asked it even by one and two. They're even quicker than us. So they said, one second, why is it that two loses its second pair in the first case, right? Again, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1 had 1, 2 had 2. If 2 is flying back into 1, why don't we take a pair? Makes sense, like you're saying. Because that you shouldn't lose the second pair. Why? Because it's a case of flying into already birds that are designated to live out their lives. So they ask exactly this question. Here's what they answer. Since the rest of the women are losing too, Gazru Rabbanim af bekinehem shalashlishit vashniya shayun ifsalot shtekinim echad bahalicha v'echad bachazira. We know that Chazal, that the rabbis made rules when it was easy to get confused between things. They set a standard. So here too, he says that's the standard. The standard is that you lose two, because we don't want it to be a situation where people are saying, "One second, you lost one, I lost two. What's going on?" So this is actually rabbinic in nature, and in fact, from the actual rules, from the actual mathematics, it would stop where you had this case.
Mm-hmm. But I thought we were talking about, okay, you have a series of the first time the birds are jumping this way and back again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
And then you stop.
Yep.
You take away the ones that are puzzle and
yep.
you take them away. So
yep.
at some point, five is not going to have any birds.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's only after it's jumped back into five. That's the case of the Mishnah here. But in theory, if you stopped it at that point and you chopped off five, then yes, I believe that would be the case. But when it's a whole lineup and it's all happening to everybody, you're looking at your neighbor, what, how did you lose two? I only lost one. How did you? Then there, in that specific case, Chazal said, you know what? Everyone loses two. Or up to a maximum of two. Okay, I see we're...
Okay,
let me just finish the last line. Vimparach mi bein hametot lekulam, hare kulam yamutu. Just a quick last line.
Right?
Yes.
May I just ask, sorry, I was actually trying to follow the question that was asked by Chazal.
Yeah, so let me just finish this last line, then I'll repeat the question and answer very briefly, okay? And if one of the ones that was supposed to go ahead and be, again, live out his life, flew back into the other ones, meaning if in one of these cases, let's say number one, way later, flew inside to the rest of them, then hare kulam yamutu, that ruins everything, just like a case where one of the ones that needs right. to be live out his life gets mixed in with the other ones. That was in the Mishnah. Please go get ready for Shacharis. Just very quickly, Jonathan, the question was, as soon as one flew out of five, which had one
exactly.
pair left, as soon as one flies out, theoretically at that point, five has none left. So why should a bird flying out of six into five, once five has zero left according to halacha, ruin another bird in six? The answer was, it's a rabbinic decree. Okay. Shkoyach, everybody. Not easy stuff, but you did a great job.
Excellent.
Thanks so much.
Have a great Chodesh, everybody.
You too.